وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings through the Quran and through Islam. Now, the saying that goes around something like this: knowing thyself so as to be able to know thy Lord, and do not forget thy Lord as not to forget thy own self, is the epigraph of all religion teachings. And this saying is emphasized in the Holy Quran in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imams alayhim salam. I want to look at some of these ones. In chapter 59, verse 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَتَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And don't be like those who forgot Allah and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to forget themselves. Now, such a saying is talking about self-consciousness and Lord consciousness. When we are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are aware of everything. When we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we forget everything. So it was quoted that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, he himself, he said, whoever shall know himself shall know his God. Man arafa nafsahu arafa rabbah. So sometimes we move to that stage where first, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to know who you are. Once you know who you are, then you know Allah. But if you get stuck at just knowing yourself and you don't want to progress, then obviously we have failed the mission. So Imam Ali alayhi salam said, he who acknowledges that self-knowledge is the most beneficial of all kinds of knowledge. If you begin to acknowledge who you are and get to be conscious of who you are. On another occasion, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, I'm surprised that he who loses something looks for it, which is natural, you know. But why is he surprised in that act? He says, but if that person who loses himself does not seek it. Now, obviously, a person loses himself in the sense that he's no longer self-aware, he's desire-aware, he's a pleasure-aware, because he's only seeking that which pleases him, not that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, self-awareness begins with the fact that I understand and I know that I am created, meaning I have a creator, and whoever created me, I am nothing but his object and his servant, obviously, because I have a creator, right? So I have to serve whoever created me. I am not in opposite to him. I am not equal to him. And I'm not superior to him. Once we recognize ourselves in this manner, then we can move towards the creator and get to know the creator. Now, most people, be it Muslims or not Muslims, they never see themselves as servants of Allah. They never see themselves as created by Allah. And you say, well, how is that possible? Everyone submits to the fact that they're created by Allah. Well, in theory, maybe. And theoretically speaking, maybe if you ask the question, maybe. Practically, we don't do that. Practically, we act as we are completely independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if we don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only come to Allah when we are in trouble. When we're not, I think I own everything around me and I am the king of my own destiny. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plays no role in my life. In practicality, that's how it is. So we are no longer slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that in order for us to be conscious of our Lord, we need to be conscious of ourselves. And consciousness of ourselves, it's basically submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submitting our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that we belong to Him. And one of the reasons that most people commit sins and transgression and oppression against other people is because the fact that they think that they have no one to question them. They have no one that they will go back to, that there will be no one to judge them. Otherwise, if we are so certain of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so certain of His judgment day, so certain of death, and so certain that we will return to Him and He will put us to the stand, then why is it that we sin so much? I mean, obviously when it comes to sinning, sometimes there are sins that I commit between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there are sins that I commit against people. And that's what the problem comes in. Even Allah says when it comes to sins between Him and His servant, He might be able to forgive because, you know, it's between Him and Allah. He says, okay, it's between me and you, I can forgive you. But when it comes to people, Allah says, I can't do anything about it unless that other person forgives you because it's no longer in my hand. So we say, why do people harm one another? Why do people take the rights of one another? Why do people sometimes go to the extent of killing one another? For what sake? So if these people who indulge themselves in such actions when it comes to other people in form of oppression, then we get to ask the question that these people, technically speaking, they believe that they are free, they are independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no one that can judge and put them to the stand. Because sometimes, even with myself, sometimes when I ponder on certain people and say, well, how could they commit such a crime in such cold blood and not care? So, if you look at the Western civilization, how they brought up people to be conscious of their own pleasures and desires, not to be conscious of their own creation and their own creator. And that's why when a dictator comes along and he just kills millions of people and hundreds of thousands of people, he doesn't care. When you fly drones and they just kill villages and kill innocent people in villages and destroy buildings, and no one cares. When they rage wars and they sell weapons to countries to rage wars, they don't seem to care. And that's a problem. They are not self-aware. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says the best knowledge is self-awareness. And that self-awareness, it should lead you to Lord and God awareness. And if it does, then we have completed that cycle and that mission. And then we act not only for ourselves, but we also act for other people. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.